This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Respondent vs. Horatio T. Harris, Appellant. Decided March 25, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals Eastern District, 1 State of Missouri, Nome ED12333, Respondent, Appeal from the Circuit Court of the City of St. Louis Ver, Cause Number 2122, CR 0475-01, Horatio T. Harris, Honorable Scott A. Milliken, Appellant, filed March 25, 2025. Introduction. Horatio Harris, defendant, appeals from the judgment upon his conviction following a jury trial for 3 counts of abuse of a child and 1 count of involuntary manslaughter. On appeal, defendant argues the trial court erred in overruling his motions for judgment of acquittal on all counts. We affirm the judgment of the trial court. Factual and procedural history. Facts: mother had 2-year-old twin boys, victim 1 and victim 2. 1. In the last week of July 2020, mother asked defendant to take care of victims 1 and 2 because she was at work and did. 1. The personal identifying information of victims and witnesses has been omitted pursuant to RSMO per 509.520, Suppiers 2023. 2. Not have child care services. Mother had known defendant since she was 16 years old and they were close. Defendant lived in a boarding house with his own room, where he lived with his brother and sometimes his girlfriend. A few weeks before victim 1's death, defendant told mother that victim 1 had fallen and knocked out 2 of his teeth. According to defendant's neighbor, victims 1 and 2 very seldom left defendant's room and never played with neighbor's child. Neighbor stated that victims 1 and 2 cried most of the time they were there. On one occasion, neighbor heard what sounded like the impact of a grown man being hit, and the boys immediately started crying. Neighbor was concerned with how victims 1 and 2 were treated. Mother left victims 1 and 2 in defendant's care until September 3, 2020. On that date, mother got a call that victim 1 was unresponsive after falling down some stairs. In a videotaped statement, defendant told investigating police detectives that both victims 1 and 2 were upstairs playing with the neighbor's children when he heard victim 1 fall down the stairs. Defendant denied that he was with victim 1 when he fell or that he saw him fall. Defendant stated that victim 1 was twisted up, messed up, and was draped over one of the bottom stairs. Defendant said he brought victim 1 upstairs, where victim 1 was in and out of consciousness. Defendant did not call 911. He waited approximately 5 to 15 minutes for his girlfriend to get home to call 911. Defendant's girlfriend reported to the 911 dispatchers that victim 1 was not responding. She stated that victims 1 and 2 had been with defendant, and that defendant told her that the floor was getting mopped, and that victim 1 slipped off the top step and fell down the stairs. 3. Emergency medical services responded and transported victim 1 to the hospital, where hospital staff attempted to resuscitate victim 1. Victim 1 was pronounced dead at around 9 p.m. Defendant did not go to the hospital. Victim 1 had cuts, bruises, and abrasions all over his body. He had scars on his forehead and torso and discoloration all over his body due to bruising. Some of the bruising appeared to have been caused by victim 1 being hit with some sort of object. Victim 1 also had a fractured rib, and the subsequent autopsy revealed previously broken ribs that were in the process of healing. Victim 1 was missing some teeth and had a tear of the tissue on the gingiva of his mouth. Defendant claimed that the bruising came from victim 1 playing. Victim 1's autopsy revealed that his cause of death was a deep tear in the liver, resulting in a large accumulation of blood in his abdominal cavity. The medical examiner concluded that the manner of death was indeterminable. The medical examiner expressed that the manner of death could have been a fall downstairs, but reaffirmed multiple times that not all of victim 1's injuries could be explained by his falling downstairs. For his part, victim 2 had scattered abrasions on both sides of his forehead, the lower part of his face, and his nose. Additionally, he had swelling around his eye and ears. Victim 2 also had a great deal of bruising on his back and hips, indicating that he was struck with some object. An x-ray of victim 2 revealed multiple rib fractures, with some indication the bones had started to heal. A pediatrician with expertise in child abuse cases evaluated victim 2. The pediatrician diagnosed victim 2 with battered child syndrome, which occurs when multiple body systems have sustained trauma or injuries over multiple time frames. Victim 2's injuries, Inky.